Russ, Wednesday night, a 17-year-old boy was shot and killed in Southeast D.C. after leaving a high school basketball game. Gunshots were heard around 8:30 p.m. in the 3100 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast. Philip Jones was pronounced dead on the scene. In other news, officials will not pursue criminal charges against 33-year-old Esperanza O. Vasquela, who was practicing driving when she struck and killed a 13-year-old Deborah Casasola. The accident happened last July at Eastern Middle School in Silver Spring. The driver did not have a valid Maryland driver's license or learner's permit at the time. A man is dead in a single vehicle crash in Springfield yesterday around noon. A van driven by 61-year-old Lawrence Lawson of Falls Church left the pavement on Loisdale Road shortly after noon yesterday and slammed into a tree and a fence. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. And we may have seen this coming. The first of what could be many lawsuits is expected to be filed today in connection with Monday's deadly Metro smoke incident where 84 were hospitalized and one was left dead. It took at least 35 minutes for people trapped inside the smoky yellow line train near Lafont Plaza to be rescued. Metro riders expect long waits at the Metro Rail platforms this weekend. With crews continuing the long-term reconstruction project, trains will run every 20 minutes on the orange, blue, silver, green, and yellow lines. And starting today, many students can see the Oscar-nominated movie Selma for free. 7th, 8th, and 9th grade students in the district in Prince George's County just need to show their ID or report card at the box office to see the film that depicts the 1965 March for Civil Rights led by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. I'm Britt Waters with your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.